Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey there. Are you an Israeli Catholic?
Yeah.
Are you a virgin?
Maybe.
Are you looking... Music just got crazy. Sorry. Stay character! Are you looking for a place to take your new lover, but you also want to combine your zealous Catholic faith? Normally it would weird anyone else out. Well, we've got something for you here.
What?
At Jews for Jesus Romantic Vacations and Tours.
Ooh, shalom.
Do you get off and hope that she plants one on you, visiting the site where Mary Magdalene turned her first trick?
Magdalene?
Have you ever wanted to... Sorry, stop laughing. Have you ever wanted... To go to the Dead Sea and rub mud all over someone horrifically?
Death.
Have you ever wanted to take the romantic stroll of the Stations of the Cross, where Pontius Pilate put Jesus to death?
Ooh, Pontius.
The look that she gives you when you show her where they whipped Jesus, that'll be something you'll never forget.
Whip me.
Here at Jews for Jesus Romantic Vacations and Tours, we'll get you laid just like he was laid in the tomb.
Whoa. We're done. That's terrible. We're going to get letters.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
I'm sorry.
We're going to get letters.
I had a hard time.
We're going to get
letters? Because that music was so good. I found myself really intrigued.
It was very
You
good.
Couldn't hold it together.
Oh, please.
And it made it worse for
Mary
me.
Mary Magdalene.
Turned her first trick.
Who is Mary Magdalene? Is that like...
Magdalene.
You said Magdalene,
Did
though.
I send Magdalene?
You said Mary Magdalene. So is that... We even have...
It's,
we even have Frank, the sound intern
Mary
here.
Mary Magdalene.
Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene. It's like Madge, your friend, Madge. Like the one who did the like Matt. Who is the one who had the who had the hands when that softens hands while you do dishes? I'm Madge.
Oh, Madge! I loved her. What an icon.
Shocker.
We lost her. Bob Barker this week. Last week
we lost her.
Oh, she's got to be dead.
But
no way she is alive.
I feel like this is a fever dream.
No way she's alive.
No, she's dead. She's completely dead. I just didn't know how you just segued into Bob Barker.
Because we're punch drunk, y'all. This show's going to get off the rails. I've already ordered sugar. Poodle doesn't know that it's coming.
No!
He flew in from New York yesterday. I flew in on the morning flight today.
I think I'd feel better if I did it today because I had more energy yesterday.
I think I'd feel like the other way. I'm okay right now. I slept for like 2 hours.
Riveting.
Riveting. We're back together, back in Los Angeles.
Back in the saddle again.
This city is so much quieter than New York City. It really is. I was sitting in my apartment just changing clothes and I went,
New York is very loud.
I'm not hearing honking. I'm not hearing, it sounds like the Ghostbusters are always about to get somebody. I enjoyed it, though, which because of y'all, we're going to have a Broadway corner. So
a Broadway corner is coming up. That's next episode. I have your BB corner. Your
Big
BB
brother.
BB corner raw all the time.
Yeah, you didn't do it. Normally it's going to be on Toe. He wasn't able to do it on Toe this week.
Because I hadn't watched the episodes.
He will pick back up and we will do it on Toe starting next week.
When I travel, it's hard to watch broadcast shows. Like, I have Paramount Plus, but couldn't get it to work on my computer because I forgot my password.
Well, those shows too are terrible. I don't understand how like YouTube Live, does Hulu Live TV do this, y'all? Let me know because I would almost switch. I don't know. Because I use YouTube TV, but when you travel, you can't do local. It makes you do like New York. Well, that fucks everything up.
Even I'm getting bored listening to
Help
us
me.
Talk about this.
Anyway.
The BB Corner is coming. I have a lot to say about Hitler Heissem and his reign of terror to be ended.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. Ended.
Spoiler alert. I also had all beautiful women as flight attendants on my flight, whereas you said you had very handsome men. That's not fair.
Handsome, straight-acting black man.
Oh. Whoa. I would have gotten free drinks.
I know.
I
was laughing the whole. Laughing the whole time because every single male flight attendant, because we were all male and they were all black.
What the fuck, universe? I gotta shut the curtain. Go through
Please.
Our announce. This is B90, and this you're watching the intimate portrait.
This is B90.
You're sitting right here, and you're looking at Poodle's knee and going, "Well, that looks knobby."
My knee's not knobby.
It's not knobby. Why are they bruised? You know what? I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Always bruised. Like a Catholic schoolgirl. Always on her knees and saying the rosary. Speaking of, we're going to talk about rosaries later.
I can't believe they say it every day. That's a lot. Have you ever said a rosary?
A lot of Catholics say it every day, or more than that.
Have you said a rosary before? No. They take a long time.
I'm not Catholic.
They're not short to do.
I'm not Catholic. Why would I?
I remember my first rosary. What was that woman's name? She always smelled like SpaghettiOs at our church, but she's the one that was like
a person smelled like SpaghettiOs.
She just always smelled like SpaghettiOs. She was very nice. She's dead now too because she was old when I was a child. The trigger warning for sexual assault and robbery because she's the one that got robbed in my hometown and the guy tried to sexual assault her.
What?
But they found the guy because. My Uncle Andy couldn't give him the holster, but my Uncle Andy was walking the streets at 3 a.m., which is what he did often. A.W., don't ask why. And he said, the guy came up to him and said, you got a problem, old man? And my Uncle Andy opened his jacket and said, everything's good here. Walk on by. Because my Uncle Andy had a gun in his jacket.
But how did he prevent a sexual assault?
He didn't, but he was able to, but he identified the man.
I see.
But he didn't tell them the part about him having the gun in his jacket because that was right before he's about to run for governor.
I would really just like to say the name of the episode.
Sure, Sure.
Which I've been trying to do for the last 2 minutes.
Sure.
For the 90 Days, Season 6, Episode 14, Dirty Dancing.
I hailed the time of my life, and I've never felt this way before.
Never felt
as I swear, it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, God. Brandy Buck and I danced to that so much.
Did you do the routine?
We did do the routine.
You did not do a lift.
I did. I did it at our fifth grade.
I
did it at our fifth grade graduation.
I call bullshit.
No, at Sullivan Park.
You did not do a
no,
lift.
No, you can. Here, I'll show you.
You're insane.
And you do the thing here. And
we can't hear this. You're not. You're off mic.
It doesn't matter. I still know the whole dance.
You did not catch her.
And she ran to me to do the lift, and I gave her a hug. But you know what? She enjoyed it. Everybody couldn't believe Matt Maher was dirty dancing.
That's the answer I needed.
At Sullivan Park.
I also need to tell one other story about that song. You know how I did synchronized swimming to the Batman song?
Oh, no.
Mother Poodle.
What?
Did, because she was like the third year, her and some of the mothers who were good at swimming, they did like four or five other mothers with my teacher. They did their own routine to the Dirty Dancing theme song. And my mother says, to this day, sometimes I still hear surface dive. My mother was a swimmer.
Was she good at synchronized
swimming? She was a lifeguard.
Was she good at synchronized swimming?
Yes, she was a natural talent.
Were you proud watching her?
I think I was off eating snow cones.
Oh,
they do there.
Oh, that's why you did swimming, because you got snow cones.
We got treats after.
Boy, that finally came out after 4 years.
I won't be accused by you of doing swimming just for the snacks.
No, I've admitted I did soccer for the Capri Suns. That's why you do it.
Whoa.
Wow, what did she do? She go, Jay Bird, I bet I could do that too.
No, it was funny. She enjoyed her time in the sun.
I'd love it when parents do something like that and just don't do it all. Just sit there and watch their kids do shit.
My mother was always a very involved parent. much to my chagrin. She was a field trip chaperone. She was always ready to go on overnight trips.
Oh, well, because she didn't trust anybody with you.
She did not trust other people with her children.
Yeah.
And I think she liked the power over other people's children.
Yeah, she probably liked that.
She liked kind of setting them in line.
Boy, I bet she would get on.
She was rough.
I bet the teachers loved her, because your teachers could just kind of take a vacation.
That's what happened, because she was kind of like a general. People were afraid of her. They said
still are.
Yeah, I'm still a little afraid of her.
Same. Oh. What's wrong? Why are you owing?
I moved the cable. Sorry.
If he messes it up, then let us know.
I'm fine, Frank. Don't look at me. All right. So, a couple announcements. Boy, that was 13 minutes. We'll never get back.
I'm fine with. We're settling in. We've been traveling.
Y'all, we are home in Los Angeles now after podcast movement. I woke up in my bed this morning and I went, where am I?
I don't know where I am right now. I just walked in. There's all the sun.
Yeah.
I get that. So, it feels like when we were on tour.
And it's not like some Saturday mornings when I wake up and legitimately say, where am I? And someone says,
you roll over and there's someone's face you don't remember.
Yeah. That's a different kind of where am
I? Yeah, we've had that a lot.
What did I do last night?
Yeah.
Check the bruises to see what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get out of the bed and you have those baby legs and you go, that's what I did. That's what I did.
Baby legs.
I'm walking on ice. Walking on ice.
We've gotten quite a response from my my depiction of Bambi legs.
People enjoyed it.
Most horror and ruining Bambi for them. September fully loaded.
Fully loaded.
September,
fully,
September.
Fully loaded.
Y'all, we've got so much shit. I think we're recording 14 podcasts this week.
Not that many. 10.
No.
Oh, with additional, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably at least 12. Yeah. I scheduled it, so.
So, and it, you did a very good job, I have to
Thank
say.
Thank you. It's my strength.
But there's nothing we could do about it because we are recording, we're going to get our thanks you to
we
Netflix.
We are fully loaded
fully
this
loaded.
September.
Thanks to Netflix, we are going to.
So many loads.
We are, so many loads. We're getting, so sorry, it's so gross. You know, it's just weirder when there's a straight man sitting in the corner.
I've never been loaded like I'm going to be this September.
Wow, the shit you're going to learn about gay sex, and everybody. So, but we've got Love After the Altar is coming on.
After the Altar.
We've got screeners for that. So
After the Altar. Just there's no love after the altar. Just
you know what? That's
the
truth. There is no love after the altar. It's just after the altar. Oh, okay. Love is Blind After the Altar. So y'all,
we got to work on that bitterness.
We've got screeners of that, and then we're going to be doing Selling the OC. So that means when these shows premiere on Netflix, we're going to drop 24 hours afterwards.
We're Selling the OC. I think almost certainly you're going to get all those episodes that drop 24 hours after.
Yeah. And we'll do the first episode on the public feed of both of those. A Try Before You Buy.
Yep.
And
for Love is Blind, you're going to get the first drop of shows when that show drops on the 22nd of September. Yeah. You're going to get the first drop of, I want to say, 3 or 4 episodes.
And we're going to give you, I think, actually for, I don't know if we've done this before, but for Love is Blind, we're going to give you first two episodes.
Because one will be a collab, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, that we've got that coming up. Also, welcome to Plathville. Y'all have all came at me. I've seen it. I don't know what to think. Daddy Plath is buff.
I'm still not into it.
We're going to be discussing it. It's
still
going
not
to be,
into it.
So that's happening. And we've got something else that's coming back too. I can't remember.
No, that's it. Those
that's
four.
That's it.
After the Altar, Plathville, Love is Blind, and Selling the OC.
Selling the OC.
Also, talk about your Kim collab.
Y'all, and so we're Kim and I are...
Because I have refused to talk about it.
Kim and I are going to...
From 90 Day Cray Cray.
Yes, I'm going to say Kim Cray Cray for 90 Day Cray Cray. We're recording it this Friday, and we got a screener as well. So we're going to be talking about the first 4 episodes of The Last Resort. And I'm going to tell you this right now.
You thoroughly enjoyed the show.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. You know what's nice about this episode? You're lawn people
that's
here?
No, they were here. That's the...
People across the street.
We do this. Those are the people across the street.
Boy, it's so loud.
They just have a louder weed eater louder blower.
In like 2 years, I think you have to have electric ones in Los Angeles.
I really hope that. I find them to be very dangerous, those backpack
no,
blowers.
No, they're dangerous.
Gas.
Oh, they could catch on fire. You blow up like a Star Wars droid.
How is it not dangerous to have like 4 gallons of gasoline on your back?
You would know.
True.
You have been fucked in space.
That was a wild time in Tijuana.
Yeah. So
Donkey Show.
Yeah. We're gonna be talking about the first 4 episodes, but I actually laughed at Angela and Michael this episode and enjoyed myself.
Wow.
And I screamed again at Big Ed and said, "You're a monster."
Speaking of...
But I'm not covering his just so y'all know, Kim and I both, we're not really on the cover his and Liz's segments, but sometimes we have to talk about him whenever he's involved with other people. But episode 4 is the sex episode. And it's all, they have a sexpert coming
in. No thanks.
Oh, you're learning all the details. The shit we find out about Asuelu is shocking.
Really?
Oh, that's all I'm going to tell you. It's good.
What
are you looking at? I'm done.
There was a little bit about...
What happened?
Spoiler alert.
Riveting.
Spoiler alert. A certain couple from The Last Resort got married over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We knew that's what...
Pred and
I think everybody knows. That's fine. It's not a spoiler for us because we're not going to talk about them on Last Resort anyway.
They were married in Arkansas, and the invitation is like saying, Now, this is not a casual wedding, so it need to look good. But look up. You can look on Pinterest for, like, bohemian if you're unsure what that is. Don't wear white. That was the most obnoxious things. And they're getting married on a fucking Tuesday.
On a Tuesday?
Yes! Can you imagine?
Who gets married on a Tuesday?
I don't know.
Unless it's a special date.
It's not.
I wonder if his mom came.
I don't know.
I bet she didn't.
But y'all, if you can find the Pred Liz wedding and the wedding announcement and like how they tell people, it's in a fucking barn because of course it is.
I wonder why they moved to Arkansas. I wonder if
cha-ching, it's cheap.
I wonder cheap, and also he feels more special in Arkansas. In San Diego, people don't care.
Oh, he can like be a celebrity.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Have fun, Liz.
He also says he has family there.
Oh, great.
Have fun in Bentonville, Liz. I'm sure it's lovely. Actually, I don't know.
Bentonville's nice. It's not terrible.
You've been there?
No, Fayetteville. Sorry. I've never been to Bentonville. All right.
That's the announcements.
That's
Jesus
it. 20
Christ.
Minutes. That's fine. We were actually talking about show-specific stuff. So.
Ave, Ave Maria. Grazia plena.
Yeah, you don't want to sing though. It's not copyrighted. They actually had the actual Ave Maria.
There's 1,000 Ave Marias, sweetie. There's no actual Ave Maria.
But the one that's, you know.
The Schubert one.
The Schubert
but
one.
But they were, I'm sure they used a non-copyright.
Well, yeah, it wasn't, you know, Bonnie Bailey or whatever. Or what's her name?
Bonnie Bailey.
Was that singer, classical singer? Not Don Upshaw. I love Don Upshaw, though.
Barbara Bonney.
Yes. I love Barbara Bonney.
You mixed her name around.
I did.
Bonnie Bailey.
Beautiful voice though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was helpful. So, we're praying at a church and he says, Misha's still not happy with me. I don't know what I can do. I introduced her to my family. Thought that would work. Thought that would make her go away, but now we're going to go to the Dead Sea, and we're going to see where the rope... This is what he got from Jews for Jesus romantic tours.
Which is a real thing, because my friend in college, Rebecca Moses, told me about, who's now Cantor Moses in New Jersey, and she was doing...
No, Jews for Jesus are a thing.
She told me that, and I said, you're not real. You are kidding. That is not a real thing. And she had to show me. She had friends that had done it.
Oh, yeah.
And as she said, what's the point?
Just be Christian. I think that automatically makes you a Christian, doesn't it?
I guess. Yeah, her words were, now this is coming from a Jewish person, not me, so don't come at me. Her words were, well, they're not Jews then.
Well,
but
maybe.
That's debatable.
Maybe they believe that Jesus wasn't the Messiah, but he was really, really important. They liked a lot of stuff that he had to say, like he was a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
So you can be for Jesus, but not be like for Jesus. Like
up with people, yeah. Jesus, you meet them wherever you go.
I assume that was a show choir number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, that was so out of date. What the fuck were they doing?
I don't know. I will say... The show choir outfits in Kimberly Akimbo look just like ours. I mean, that's a Broadway corner tease.
That's next show.
Yeah. Let's do this.
He shows her the romantic locales of Sodom and Gomorrah, where God destroyed the cities by fire because of sinning.
Oh, look at this. And, it's so beautiful.
And not just regular sinning, y'all. Sodomy.
That's where I learned about butt sex. I'm saying this again. People are all like,
but
oh, kids are going to... I learned
told,
about...
You weren't told what it was?
Yes, I learned about butt sex in the Bible. We were like, what's sodomy?
And someone told you?
Yes. It's when you... Now, they made it sound very rapey.
I need to hear it. I need to hear the language they used.
I don't remember. This was like in... fourth or fifth grade when
Again,
I asked.
That's not great.
Well, I'm just saying all these people wanting to ban books because they think it's going to teach your kid. Well, you need to ban.
Oh, there was a good book. There was a school that did that. That said it was too violent and parents lost their minds.
Good for that school.
Yeah. I have a shirt that says, don't ban the books, ban the fascists.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
And don't knock sodomy until you try it. It's not bad.
Or Gomorrah. Why is there no Gomorrah read?
There is, yeah.
Ooh. What
I got Gomorrah this weekend.
If sodomy is anything having to do with sodomizing someone, like from the back door, what is Gomorrah-y?
Gomorrah-y.
Is that box chewing?
Punching someone in their
fisting?
Pussy? Not fisting, just punching.
I feel bad for Gomorrah. Like, they didn't have a thing.
You know, it's not slapping. It's like an open hand slap. So, like, it makes a clap. And it goes, Gomorrah, Gomorrah. You should do that next
time. Tell that us if you feel bad for Gomorrah.
Next time you have a gentleman caller, you should lay on the bed. If you're watching Intimate Portrait, I'm acting. You should lay on the bed and say, hey.
Gomorrah me.
Want to sodomize?
And maybe some Gomorrah, too.
I'm going to use that.
We need to move on. Anyway.
I got to say, I did think it was kind of, as I'm a, you know, I'm not a practicing Catholic now.
No.
Shocker. But when they actually
were. Is something dinging?
Is it me?
It is.
No, it's not me.
I bet you it is. It is you.
No, I don't know what it is. No, it's not me.
You just turned your phone off. I saw it.
No, it's not me. It's my watch.
I knew it!
Why does my watch have an alarm?
I'm going to destroy it.
That's so weird.
I'm going to destroy it like Sodom and Gomorrah by fire.
Gomorrah. I kind of did enjoy seeing the Stations of the... That was cool to me. Even though I don't believe in that anymore, as a Catholic, those are such a big deal.
I agree. But the way it turned into some kind of romantic date was weird.
Very weird. Very
like,
weird.
This is where Pontius Pilate pronounced Jesus, sentenced Jesus to death, Misha.
Yeah, and
I feel very close to you.
He's like, Misha, this is where they denied Christ three times. Ooh. It was so weird that this is your romantic date.
I think that's these two people, though. I think that's why zealots find zealots, and it helps. Neither one of these people have normal processing for what should be romantic anymore. She's had some kind of surprising conversion. He's always been crazy,
and I think she's dated so many asshole guys, she's kind of has numbness.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So, did you like it when she tasted the salt? She's like, oh, this is like an overly salted, dirty martini.
That's the thing. Her references are like, someone lived a life.
I know.
You can tell. So
Someone was a woohoo girl. Later on, he's putting mud on her, and I can only describe the way he was applying this mud as my mother applying sunscreen to me at Surfside Beach when I did not want her to. Me trying to wiggle like, Chaper, get over here. Slap, slap. Because she had to do it every 3 hours because I went out in the ocean and I would wash it off like a little dolphin. And then she was like, Chaper, you're sunburned again.
Well, I relate to what your mother felt.
Because you know how when your mother puts something
on you,
there's a little bit of aggression because she's trying to do it fast.
Oh, see, my mother, I loved it when she put sunblock on me because it was just like sweet. Like my mom, you know, just rubbing my shoulders. My mother.
That wasn't my experience.
Oh, I don't. I think probably my mother had a softer touch than your mother.
Well, my mother had to put it on my brother as well. And then.
Mine too. But
yeah.
It looked more kind of like, you know, when you're putting softened butter on a turkey for Thanksgiving.
It was kind of like that.
Kind of like that.
I guarantee you, people listening, not a lot of people had mothers with soft touches.
They don't have time. They don't have time. They're trying to just get it done.
So that's what it looked like he was doing. He kind of like slapped her thigh.
Unless you're Kimberly. Her mother didn't touch her at all.
You mean from toe?
Yeah.
Her mother, she's like, I never thought my mother liked me.
Yeah, whew, I never think that, y'all. Wow.
Anyway, she's like, stop being a barbarian.
But she says it though, like,
Stop being a barbarian, Nicola.
No, this is...
Please don't. Please don't put it on me so hard.
She likes
Please.
Him.
Please.
She likes him to be weird. She likes
wants
this.
To get freaky deaky deaky.
And she and I'm telling you
I'm
now,
telling you, if he carried that cross to the bedroom, she would lay down on an arm spread and let him Gomorrah her. she would.
I we're going to get to the cross a little bit later, but I just need to say, if you're going to carry a cross
yeah.
through the streets, you'd probably need to go big.
Go big.
Go big or go home. It should be heavy. Don't you want the experience Christ had?
Yeah, that's what Jesus, what WWJD.
I'm sorry, if you're not doing the full crown of thorns, I'm not interested.
Did you ever wear What Would Jesus Do bracelet?
Hell no.
Oh boy.
Imagine.
It'd burn up on your wrist.
It would, and I would be like, well, I know what I would have done if I was Jesus. I would have said, hey, I'm going to go do my own thing in like, I'm going to go to Turkey, which I don't think existed then.
Hashtag Bodrum.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll go to America and see what the Mormon the Indians are doing. The indigenous people did, like the Mormons believe.
Yeah, people are weird.
So later on, he basically
they put on the mud and then she then tells him, hey, let me put the mud on you. And she puts the mud on him, and she, like, looks at his pants. She goes, oh, do you want these lower? I wonder what's down there. And he's like, oh, crazy
oh,
woman.
Oh, Misha, Misha,
crazy woman. And then she's rubbing him, and she says,
you know, I think this is time for another installment of Reality Gaze Theater.
Sacred Edition.
Sacred Edition. Gomorrah me, please.
Gomorrah me. Gomorrah, be kidding me.
Faith in Gomorrah.
And that's a character from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I want Gomorrah to have so much.
Yeah.
They were a city that died for nothing. They didn't have anything named
Sodomy's
after them.
Sodomy's got all the fun stuff.
I know.
Because, y'all, it's fun. Use lube or you'll get hemorrhoids.
You've had not enough sleep. This is off the rails. These shows are going to be long. This is messy.
Do it, it's theater.
I'll be playing the role of Misha.
Yes.
You'll be playing the role of Nicola.
Yes.
And action.
Here, here.
Ow, ow, I wish you could be a little more,
I'm rubbing it on you.
Flirty.
Huh? What? What did you
so,
say?
I need to ask you, Nicola.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need what to do tell
you. I have answers. I always have answers. I'm a man.
You can be, I know you are.
Yes.
And you are my man of God.
Yes.
But
Yahweh.
I need you to be okay to answer any questions. I need you to let me answer any questions about sex that you might have. Like, because I've had sex before many, many times with my ex-husband.
Yeah.
More than twice for my two children.
Okay.
Like, at one point, we were doing it every single day, sometimes a couple of times. I've learned to do backflips.
All right, listen.
But if you got any questions, don't be embarrassed.
No.
Is there something you need to know about sex,
Nicola? Look. My best friend, Tevi, was a rapscallion. We learned when we were boys about women. And once
How did you learn?
Well, we took this course.
What course?
Tevi told me. We got drunk and then he told me about women. I know what women and men do. It's simple. Once you know, knowledge is power.
But,
and I'm the man, so I'm going to know. No.
You could read a book about riding a bike, but you don't know how.
Oh, yes, I do know how to ride a bike, too.
Have you done it or read a book
about it? No, but I read about it. I know. I've seen it done. It's easy.
Okay.
It's easy.
Well,
don't you worry, honey. I will pleasure you. You will have more pleasure than... Eve did from that freaky deaky snake. Don't you worry about it.
Like Mary Magdalene did?
Mary Magdalene.
And Mary Magdalene?
Yes.
Well, how about this? How many times a week are we going to make love?
Well, you're a machine. You're a machine.
A machine?
Yeah, you're my little... not if I was dirty, but I'm not going to think of you as a sex robot at all. I would never do that.
Oh, I think this is weird.
But we're going to have sex every day because that's what I've heard we do. So we will.
Okay.
It's easy. I'm clearly a very, very virile young man. I'm not a man with a gut in my 40s and low testosterone at all.
And you know what? You kind of look like the guy who was in Ghostbusters 2 who had a crush on Sigourney Weaver.
The guy in the painting.
No, the guy who wanted to do well for the guy in the painting.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, character
actor. He died,
actor.
Didn't he?
I think he's still alive.
But in the movie, he died.
You kind of look like a less hot version of him.
You know what? He didn't read. I do.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
And scene.
What a fucking mansplain. Like, you guys, if you want to look up what is mansplaining.
This was incredible.
This is this guy.
This is incredible. Oh, I had sex ed, Misha. It'll be fine.
Poodle, I feel like, speaking of, if we're talking about expertise, I know I'm out of my depth here when I'm going to ask this question. You read about sex before. You read your mom's book, The Secret Garden.
The Secret Garden.
What was the difference of when you read about sex and then when you actually had it?
Quite a lot. It's kind of like when someone says when you say, "Oh, it's like the color blue," but you'd never really seen blue before. You can't say it's blue. You know, it's kind of like bluish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of need to figure it out a good 3 or 4 times before you know what you're doing.
Kind of like
I took to it like a fish to water.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we'll
rarely
see.
Are people so...
Well, I guess you're a fisherman like Nicola. Yeah. It's like to me, it's like an itsit. Have you ever had an itsit?
I have had an itsit.
You know what, if you're in California,
no. You
know what itsits are. They're these ice cream sandwiches.
Your eyes will roll back in your head.
But it's cookies. But when you eat an itsit, it is a whole different experience.
It can be talked about and rationalized, but once you experience it, there's no description
that can really help.
An itsit is really good.
Sorry, now you want one.
No, I want one.
Y'all... Misha said on her Instagram, she commented, "Pray for me." And now I know why, y'all. Because she's going to get dicked down real bad by this guy.
Ugh.
It's going to be bad.
I have a feeling there's like lots of little poking.
Oh, it's going to be... It kind of reminds me of...
And it's not a good dick. I'm saying that now.
It's like what Yara said on Last Resort. Jovi, I don't want that...
Is that what he does?
Because they're talking about sex.
Oh, no.
It's so good.
Ugh.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
So later anyway. On, we rent across.
What a business.
That's what I'm saying. What? That's all it Jews for Jesus, romantic trips and tours.
We don't, now, I'd sing a Catholic hymn about crosses, but to my memory, we don't really have a lot of them. I think that's what Baptists are for.
Yeah.
Y'all really
the old rugged cross. We, Baptists,
I don't know how that
I wasn't
one
raised,
goes.
I wasn't raised exclusively Baptist. Yeah. But we
was
loved.
Your grandma Baptist?
My father's family.
Oh, that makes
we
sense.
Like to talk, they like to talk about the blood.
Blood,
the
yeah,
old rugged
gross.
Cross, and how the cross was a symbol. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
What are the lyrics to the old rugged cross?
I don't remember that one that well.
I don't know.
Old rugged cross, and I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my sore is at last I lay down. Cherish the old rugged cross, and in exchange it someday for a crown. Prosperity gospel.
Wow.
But a lot of blood.
A lot of blood.
A lot of blood imagery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
So they did the Stations of the Cross, y'all.
It's like Sweeney Todd, but with Jesus.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the Broadway corner. I don't think there was any murder for fun. Were madness like in like there wasn't Sweeney.
Possibly. Are you talking in the Bible? I'm sure somebody just murdered for fun in the Old Testament.
Specifically the Jesus.
Oh, no, not Jesus.
In the Old Testament. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Old Testament was wild.
Yeah.
So anyway, later on that next day, she's giving him her Starbucks order, which is basically an Irish cream cappuccino with like very hot with extra whipped cream and tons of foam.
Don't mess it up. And he comes back and he did it right. And she's like, oh wow. And he brings up in his talking head and he brings up to her, look, I tell you, I'm trying. Now, y'all, he does act like, look at me. Look at me. You've told me and I fixed it. I'm a man. It's such bullshit. He wants to be patted on the back for just doing, like when your husband, y'all, takes the trash out and then he wants you to give him a blowjob for it. And you're like,
not familiar.
Fuck you.
Not
you just took the trash out. But he.
Do husbands do that?
What?
Like they take the trash out and expect a blowjob? That's not real. That's something that gay men just assume husbands do.
I don't know. I'd give my husband a blowjob if he took out the trash.
But that's something you'd do regardless if he took out the trash either.
Yeah, but I'd be incentivized. If he did the dishes, I'd give him a Gamora.
and
if he vacuumed, we're going to sodomize. It sounds gross when you say
I know, it does. There's something about sodomize. Yeah. It sounds like Simonize, like a car.
Like Simon and Simon.
Okay, you've had too much caffeine.
No,
can I drive this ship?
I'm waiting. You're the one that told me. You're bringing it up. To finish your notes.
I feel like if you have ever listened to Last Podcast on the Left, sometimes that Marcus just tries to drag those two guys. Through this. That's what I'm feeling like now. So he says, Misha, what do you think about my love for you? What do you think about the love that I give you?
They show clips and she doesn't say I love you back.
They did say, but I liked it when she's like, well, you're supposed to give without wanting anything in return. I was like, burn! My mother would say something like that when my father's like, look what all I did for you. She's like, well, you're supposed to do something and not expect anything in return.
She would say that.
My father would go,
Friend,
sometimes it hurts. He's like, but look what I did for you, Misha. I holded your hand. I made a mark. In other words, he's talking about checks, but it's a sweet way. Kissing. I made a mark. Saying I love you. Double mark. And they play clips. He's right.
He's right.
But I understand why she's not doing it.
Well, she explains it.
She experiences what every 90-day person who has never met in person, who doesn't have the same feelings when you meet someone physically. She's freaked out.
Well, he's as she said, he's a different Nicola.
Yeah.
He's a different person.
Anyway.
And I think, look, I'm a fan of Misha. I think she explains to him very clearly what she wants. Now, does she pick at him a little bit? And does she, sometimes he tries to be silly and she doesn't like, like in the thing when he was dancing and she was like, oh, Nicola, stop. Like, no, he's being silly and trying to be fun. Like, go along with it.
Yeah.
She gets a little cool girl sometimes, like you talk about with Kalani and Swelu.
I do like her, but she's still worried about her annulment going through. So that's still the big thing there.
Again, someone knows a thing or two about those.
Annulments?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about church annulments.
No.
Statler and Dempsey.
They're a beautiful couple. They were getting ready to go out, and I'm like, those two are gorgeous.
The wonderfully true adventures of two girls in love, or something like that. Oh. That's a lesbian movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, they are meeting up with Dempsey's friends.
Having a night out. Now, here's
Lindsay and Georgia.
Lindsay and Georgia. And so immediately they sit down, and
Georgia is dressed as, first of all, I took a picture of this. And the way her hair is, I'm like, did she step right out of a Jane Austen period movie? But she is dressed as Catherine Keener in every early 2000 film.
It's how you would dress if you were a woman.
It is exactly how I would dress.
It is.
You know what it is? It is lesbian, but not lesbian.
It makes you wonder, are they lesbian or just kind of fashionable?
I don't know, but I love Georgia.
It's very you.
It's very me.
Yeah, it's very you.
But if you look at Georgia's face and the way her hair is and her eyebrows, someone's like, this is not like Elizabeth Bennet. This is Elizabeth Bennet's sister or a cousin.
Elizabeth Bennet, I don't know.
From Pride and Prejudice, just shut up. Don't go there.
I've never seen it.
Or read it.
It's a book?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a 10-hour movie.
What did you read in high school? We've gone through this.
By the way, I read? Well, middle school. And Sissies have posted the video of Anna Green Gables for you to watch. Posted it.
I think that was the Netflix series, though.
No, they posted the old one.
Oh, okay.
1985. Okay. It's on something. I'm going to have to buy the DVDs and just make you watch them. So
that sounds better.
Georgia and Lindsay, L-I-N-Z-I, and so they're talking about where they're going to be for birthday, and Statler says, well, I haven't told Dempsey yet, but we're going to go to Edinburgh. And
she goes, Edinburgh. And they all go, oh, Americans.
And Dempsey goes, wow, that's really sweet. And then Statler, y'all, I get it, because I've been around someone with ADHD.
I used to mortify people.
You used to speak to this. Well, because Statler immediately just says, you know, and we're going to have a lot of sex because I'm good at it, because I've done a lot of it. I've been Gomorrah since I was 12.
No one can Gomorrah like me.
Like me. Speak to, though, why do you think...
Is
it the same with her?
I can't speak to specifically why she's doing it. I know I would do that to disarm people, and that way you feel like there's less, they're going to already judge you, or you make it so they're like, this person is so weird, or this person is so far out there, they laugh because they don't know how to otherwise approach you.
Mm.
This for her, I feel like her mind is panicking because she does not know what to say. And I think it just digs her right in. I wrote down Statler, no, please don't do this.
I don't think she's necessarily super proud. She's not sex ashamed at all. But I think would rather, like you said, I want you to think of me as this weird deviant person instead of a human person.
It's also a way of putting herself down.
Yeah.
And
I think it's a confidence thing.
Yeah. And she says, the friends are like, so you're very open. She's like, yeah, I like group sex. Go to a sex club, have sex food, have sex in a, it felt like bubblegum shrimp all the time.
Yeah.
Have sex on the park.
You can have sex
have
on the
sex
beach.
Sex in the beach. Have sex with onions and peppers.
You sex on a sex, boat.
Sex on a boat.
Sex in a moat.
Anyway.
I once had sex on a goat. Like yoga.
Goat yoga. So then they talk about the moving in. And I will say the friends have really good poker faces.
They are.
And I liked it where the friend, they do the British version of, so do you really want to come to America or do you really love her? And they're like, do you want to come here? Do you want to come here? And then she says, fuck no, this place is miserable. It's so cold. I don't want to be here. It's only for her.
Yeah.
And I love
good for Statler.
I love that reaction. That is probably the most authentic reaction we've had to that question.
Yeah. I wonder if they eventually were supposed to be 90 Day UK at all. I wonder. Or were they always the other way?
I doubt it, because I don't think Dempsey would have brought the show to Statler.
Oh, no, Statler.
Because it has to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do I believe that Cleo brought the show to Christian? Maybe.
I do. I think so.
But he was happy to do it.
That was so gay the way you... But he was so happy, Edwin. So,
mark my word, y'all. Christian's going to go on a comedy, stand-up comedy tour after this. I can't even tell you. It's going to be so cringe.
we're not there yet, but we're going to be. So they, Statler, you know, they're like, so you want to move in after 7 months? And Statler's like, yeah, typical lesbian move. Why not? Like, I want to be, I'm committed to her. I don't see the problem with it. Well, then she goes to the bathroom. The friends talk to Dempsey a little bit, and they're like, she's really nice. She seems really into you. We just want to make sure, and Georgia uses words. She says, I worry about the codependency.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest worry. And Dempsey says, yeah, you're right. I don't think I would be happy if I felt suffocated. So,
She does say, go to the bathroom, number one, if you're interested.
Number one. But to me, that's so Statler. Again, oversharing. Yeah. You did used to do that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You know, part of it is that you're trying to disarm in social situations.
No, I get it.
And it's...
You don't want people to think you're weird or freakish, so you make yourself weird out there.
Yeah.
So then they already know.
You can control...
It's like fat
where
people,
their judgment's going
to
be.
People that are large that make fat jokes about themselves because they want to control the narrative before they're afraid of somebody making fun of them.
You make fun before someone else does.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. I want to go to a castle in Edinburgh. I know I said it because of her.
So they're packing.
It's a callback.
They're packing for Scotland, y'all. And Statler, of course, has another big reveal planned. I don't think I'd like being in a relationship with Statler for a couple reasons.
She's hard.
I think there's a person who would be really good for her, but the constant surprises and reveals would, like I've told you, I don't love surprises because I feel like I have to behave a certain way when I get them. And then when they're packing, y'all, she's just looking at lighters and her ADHD is just off the charts. And they basically, and Dempsey's like, my friends want to meet you again, but they're a little worried about the codependency. And Sandy Sattler's like, I'm clingy. I need the person next to me all the time. I feel like, and I wrote down, the more she talks about this, I can feel me almost suck up the world into my butthole. It's just so tight. Every time she talks about this, that she needs to be with the person she loves all the time, a stage five clinger is so not for me.
I know this made me think of, because it really helped me on a Glennon Doyle podcast, but Jen Hatmaker has a podcast. What is that podcast called? Oh, shit. I'll look it up later and let people know. But Jen Hatmaker, if you look up Jen Hatmaker, she has her podcast that I listen to. But she talks about, I just want to read like her definition of codependency, because she says codependency means taking responsibility for someone else's choices by either curating their environment to not set them off or allow them to feel the discomfort they create with their choices. So you feel responsible because you don't want someone to suffer the consequences of their own choices.
Yeah.
And or responding to that behavior like a dancing monkey so they don't have to experience those consequences. Basically, it's not allowing someone else to live responsibly in the world while experiencing the effects of their own choices and behavior.
That's a really good definition.
I think it's the best definition of codependency. Jen Hatmaker, y'all. But so I wanted to read that. I thought, okay, if I think about this, Statler's trying to say this isn't codependency. When you're with someone, you just want to be with someone all the time. And I get what she's saying. She wants to be coupled with someone, and that's her person. But it does feel like the way Statler's anxiety comes out, she can't handle when Dempsey is upset.
Yeah. To me, it's more...
She freaks out.
To me, it's more... abandonment fear than codependency.
I was going to say that. I think like Statler, because of the adoption thing, she's so worried about being left alone.
Yeah.
Whereas like I'm codependent, but I am 100% fine. I think people think if you're codependent, mean you have to be with somebody all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I love being by myself.
Yeah.
I like doing things by myself. Prefer it. But I think you're right. I think this is more of abandonment issues.
Yeah.
Than codependency.
Yeah, I agree. I think she
and love addiction.
Kudos to that boy.
She could definitely go to Love Addicts Anonymous.
So y'all, she's rented a castle, and I'm like, this must be expensive.
Boy.
Jesus. Anyway, and they're getting a bath together, y'all.
Boy, you would love to fuck in a castle, wouldn't you? I would. Oh, yeah. I would want to fuck in the bed. You'd want to fuck in the dungeon or like the room.
That's true. And then I'm sure Michelle and Dege Ocello is playing, and they get in the bathtub. You don't know.
It's that musical artist you liked in
another
middle,
lesbian
somebody you liked
artist.
In high school.
Yeah, or maybe they're listening to that Desri song from the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack, "Missing You." Again,
missing you.
What is that?
That's that song from the Romeo.
No, it's like "Missing You." No. I don't think you know it.
Oh, okay. I don't know it. I thought I did.
You just sang the same three pitches.
Maybe.
Wow, you just tried to slip by like you knew what I was talking about.
No, I did think I did know it, but I don't.
That was the scene. You saw the movie, right? With the scene when they know each other, say he's here for the first time in the party.
Long time ago, but yeah.
That soundtrack is iconic.
My friend Rayan Willingham and Jimmy Don Stewart said, "We got to go see Romeo and Juliet." And I said, "I don't want to go. I'm a boy. I wanted to go."
But you, no, I don't accept that. You didn't go see Romeo and Juliet because you were a boy, but you braided hair.
That was different.
I have to. I don't understand your gendered assumptions.
It didn't pan out.
Everything's arbitrary.
It is what was.
Anyway, Dempsey's worried that she could be pushing away the happily after she's always wanted.
All right.
I don't buy it with her. I just got to say, I like her. I don't buy it. There's something that I don't feel like I know her.
Statler?
Dempsey.
I think she's very guarded.
Which doesn't make for a good TV documentary subject.
Well, it's avoidant and anxious. 100% their attachment styles.
Yeah. There's just something. It happens in all her in the moments. She seems like a very reasonable person in her in the moments and very thoughtful. I don't see any of that in the footage.
Maybe she just, in the moment, she's able to speak. Because also, too, when you're with someone who's a love addict or someone who is
that probably
smothering,
true.
They you don't get a chance to think and speak. You're just
that is
always
true.
You're always reacting.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So maybe we don't get to see her because Statler's kind of taking center stage.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I buy that.
Who's next?
It's time for a BB Corner.
Oh, okay, BB Corner.
Or wait, I think I was supposed to do it before.
I think you were.
I think I was.
I waylaid you.
It's time for BB Corner.
It's going to be a long show.
I'd like to brain you and rain down blows upon you.
In my defense, we went on a very long Gamora rant.
I think that was the best thing in the show, though.
All right, BB Corner.
It's time for all BB, all the time. That's all bareback sex, all the time.
We're talking about Big Brother, y'all.
Okay, y'all, I was behind, so I'm going to kind of start with the back door situation that was happening
in there,
not the sodomy section.
Okay,
but Heisem is a homosexual. I wrote down, shit is finally getting good. This week, this was the first week where you start to see people make bigger moves.
Why am I looking at my notes?
I don't know. But Felicia is head of household, and her and a lot of the other members of the Professors Alliance have decided they are going to backdoor Heisem, mostly because he's been talking to other people, suggesting other side alliances, as everyone else has. Also, he's a very strong competitor. That's all bullshit. They don't like him. He's obnoxious. He's an asshole. He never lets you get a word in. He's awful. Mm. He's just not someone you want to share the same space with.
Nothing like a gay man who's mansplaining to everyone.
Yes, a gay man in his 50s who thought that he should be included in the, quote, younger alliance, and he's still upset about it. It's an age thing. I won't have it. I won't have it.
That would have been you if you were on this season.
Y'all, if
that would have been you.
If I was in the old person alliance, would have flipped.
You would have.
No, I wouldn't. I would have hung out with the younger people and lied about my age.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
No. If I would have been in the old alliance, I would have self-evicted. That would have been it for me. Self-eviction.
That's what could get you out.
Yes. I would be so hurt. Anyway, also, I am, and Heisem's like, you know, no one's going to come for me because I ran my HOH so well. The level of delusion is incredible. The next thing is Mimi. I would have been best friends with Mimi.
Mimi!
There you go. Because she has to go into the break room where they feed food. She's like, these people talk too damn much. Oh, my God. And she's like in a monologue about how annoyed she is. And I would have probably, because everyone... Everyone in this house feels like they are a little performative.
Okay.
This season. It's the biggest complaint I have with this cast. There's not a lot of normies. There's too many blues. There's too many
reds.
There's too many Izzy's, the strong types that they seem to perform for the camera. And not enough good players. That's the worst thing. So what am I looking at my notes for? I need to be looking at
my
phone.
Maybe you could have won.
No, because not with Sari and her son in this season. I would have not wanted that. And the format's weird. The format is bad. It's confusing. Anyway, everything you need to know is that there's a showmance between Jared and Blue... Sari's son, Jared.
Okay.
And Sari, Jared's mother, goes, so the stank face goes, I don't like it. We got work to do.
Oh.
So that's what's good. Anyway, they're choosing people for the veto, and Heisen's like, I'm totally going to throw the veto if I get chosen because I know I'm safe. Anyway, Jag wins the veto, the Sikh guy, and has to wear a ridiculous chicken suit because the veto is this... One of these dumb Big Brother...
Veto! I don't know veto me!
And y'all... anyway, Heisem's basically saying, I want Matt to go up, who is the deaf guy, the really hot deaf guy. He's like, why go for a knight when you can get a king? In other words, we should make a big move. And so that's who he wants to go up. They have no idea they're going to. So Jag wins the Jag's been nominated, takes himself off the block. They put Heisam on, and Felicia says, "Well, as you said, Heisam, why go for a knight when you could go for a king?" And I go, "Oh!"
And they all voted against him?
Yes.
So he later got on. Kicked out.
And he finds out that, not yet. Oh. He finds out that everyone knew, basically, on his alliance. He's apologizing to everyone for acting like that. You think that he's going to actually do it. You think he might actually stay. And then there's another showmance, Corey in America, which is not something I saw coming, but it kind of makes sense, I think, for both of them. Because they're both in the middle, and they're playing at something bigger. Mm-hmm. He's a decent player, Corey is, and so is America. They're the only young people who are decent players. Everybody else is an idiot. Jared thinks he's a good player, but he's not. Anyway, so... anything you need to know is Heisam gets kicked out.
Okay.
The challenge for the HOH is the pressure cooker, which is legendary. It's where they have to hold the button for a long time. Can't go to the bathroom or anything like that. And Kesar won way back in like season 6 or season 7.
Oh, you'd
7.
Be terrible at that.
I would throw this competition. I would act like I was going to win and then act like, oh, my hand slipped. Oh, my God, I'm so mad at myself, you guys.
A moth would fly in the thing and you'd start screaming.
But here's the thing. And then I would start crying. I would fake cry. And then someone would comfort me. And I said, I just want to do well in this house and prove that I'm useful. It's all I want to do.
If you're watching the intimate portrait, I feel sick to my stomach.
Y'all, you would not recognize me on this show.
Well, I'm waiting.
I'm so glad I'm not in it this season.
You're applying the next one.
So, y'all, Cameron wins the competition and makes a deal with America because she's the last one to go. And so, of course, Cam is the worst situation for like Felicia, Sari, and especially Izzy because they don't really talk, and but he does nominate Blue and Jag because Cam is a weird position in the house because he's just kind of been floating around. He's only loyal to Red, the CBS producer, who I think is there with the long beard.
Yeah.
And so he wants to make big choices. He doesn't have the forethought to do it either. So it's going to be interesting. I will say I am thoroughly invested in the show now. There's always one part where I go, okay, Big Brother, you got me. And then I just stop watching certain seasons. They got me this season with the last couple episodes. So I am in. The show's good this season.
Do you watch After Dark where they fuck?
No, I don't. I don't watch the feeds. I don't watch anything.
Because don't they fuck and people see it?
They sometimes fuck, but not. You don't see everything.
And that's
BB
Corner.
Gino and Jasmine.
Gino.
It's a long show.
Gino. Gino, I need you to gomorrah me, Gino. Gomorrah me, Gino, inside of me.
Y'all, she's run away.
It's not that going to be that long because not a lot happened.
I know.
With it.
She's run away. Gino goes to find her. And
run away, Jasmine's not coming back. Run away on a run, Jasmine track.
Wow.
Seems like she should be good in semen. I mean, hell, she did some pee, man.
She did some pee, man.
She did some pee, man. She peed on him.
Y'all, in the sequel to the bench scene from Forrest Gump, or the bench scene from Carousel, if I loved you, I don't love you.
Yeah, which, in fact, we have an excerpted clip from 90 Day Fiancé. Actually, instead of Gino talking about chocolates, we'll let Gino explain for himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Gino's monologue.
Jasmine, I don't think you should be yelling about cheating on me with your ex. Is that true? Because I just want you to know that it's not the life that I've chosen for myself. As a young boy growing up in Canton, Michigan, I knew a lot of things for myself that I wanted. I knew that I liked the Hungry Man dinners with macaroni and cheese better than the kinds with corn. And I knew that about myself. And I knew that my family was going to be important to me until I married someone who was, then she would immediately become the most important person in my life. But right before we were married, she'd be in the middle. It's kind of like how if you're going to make a meal, you got to have the proper equipment. If you're going to make a salad, you need to have a peeler. It's the only way to do things. You understand what I'm saying? Because Jasmine, life is like a box of chocolates. You don't know which one to choose, and you could get one of those chocolate-covered cherries. Because when I eat one, it kind of makes it really hurt at the back of my jaw, like a pulling feeling. I'm not a fan of nougats either. But I give those to my uncle. He likes nougats.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gino.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was very...
That's available in a monologue book.
For your high school drama kid.
Yeah. A little self-introspection, a lot of character development.
It's weird because it's not for audacity, but if they both weren't so crazy with their own shit all underneath, that this fight really isn't even about this.
No, it's not about this at all. It's about Gino won't say that Jasmine's the most important person to her, and he says, no, your family and your girlfriend, your fiance, are equally important until you're married. Then, suddenly when you're married, then that person becomes the most important. It's all cerebral figuring like an engineer would.
Like that is true.
And she's all emotion.
She's all emotion. And I think this is about control. Jasmine is losing control of Gino. She's not able to get him to do exactly what she wants. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's an undercurrent. That's the tug of war.
And I still say he saw last season and he thought he was humiliated and his family made fun of him.
And he went never again.
Never
and
again. Jasmine's like, Jasmine.
Gino, then it's over. It's over. And she basically says, I'm done.
She's like, pick up your things. I'm breaking up with you. Walk away.
Walk away.
Forget about me, Gino. Forget about me. Later on, you will know I am doing this for the best.
If he's not the CBS family, then leave me alone. Can you come inside me real quick?
I still wish we would have them for like every season.
Give me the family, Gino. I'd watch it.
That's the show.
See, an hour 10. That's our normal show length.
Is it? No,
yes.
We've been doing hour shows lately.
Christina, we normally do an hour 10.
Bring me the ex.
Y'all, that's the episode. That's all we got, right? You're looking at me like there's something else.
You normally
say
something else.
Oh, no, you look at me like I forgot to say something. Go to realitygaze.com.
You looked at me and there was just emptiness in your eyes.
The caffeine's wearing off.
I know.
Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find everything about us. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Spotify Podcasts. And you can, if you want this show ad-free, not announcement-free. Boy, if we did show announcements free, we'd have to charge $30, and I bet our Patreon would blow up.
It's never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
It's part of the show.
Part of the show. But if you want this show commercial free, you can get it for $8 on Apple subscriptions or Patreon, Supercast, all on RG Plus.
Even though y'all are loving our wonderful pistachios, unshelled commercials about my mayo crackers and your sausage fingers.
Yes. Yes. We like to have fun with our commercials.
We
anyway.
Do.
All right, everybody. Thank y'all so much. Thank you for your support. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you yourself have ever been in a restaurant bathroom or a bar bathroom and gotten Gomorrah'd right there in front of God and everybody, call us.